My guest at this time is Richard Viguerie, longtime fixture of the conservative movement, pioneered the use of direct mail in political activity. He is now the chairman of conservativehq.com and the author of Takeover, The 100-Year War for the Soul of the GOP and How Conservatives Can Finally Win It. We want to get his reaction briefly to the debate last night among the Republican presidential candidates in Colorado, the firestorm of criticism of how CNBC handled it, and whether the Republican Party can do anything about it in the middle of the whole process here. And Richard, it's always good to have you with us. Thank you.
Good to be with you again, Greg.
Well, let's start with your overall thoughts. Obviously, the big story today is just how much CNBC is being pilloried, and not just by conservatives, but even by general media observers. Howard Kurtz was withering in his criticism, and he's certainly no diehard member of the right. So what was your impression on CNBC's handling of the debate?
Well, I thought, it was just outrageous. It may be the most biased panel ever assembled for a presidential debate. Republicans are used to having, biased liberal panelists for these debates, but this was over the top, and this was in a class by itself, and it'll go down in political history in a category by itself there. One of the things I would like to see people who are critical of the debate panel last night is go after NBC. NBC should be ashamed of this here. And NBC is owned by General Electric. General Electric is the president is Jeff Elmott, a very active liberal Democrat. So it just stinks, of the hands of the Democrats on last night's debate. And so we've Ryan Priebus has put the job of identifying the issues that should be talked about in this campaign in the hands of liberal Democrats. I mean, it's just outrageous.
And we'll get to that in just a second. Several different candidates responded to the tone and tenor of the questions. The most famous response, of course, came from Ted Cruz. Here's what he said.
The questions that have been asked so far in this debate illustrate why the American people don't trust the media. This is not a cage match. And you look at the questions. Donald Trump, are you a comic book villain? Ben Carson, can you do math? John Kasich, will you insult two people over here? Marco Rubio, why don't you resign? Jeb Bush, why have your numbers fallen? How about talking about the substantive issues people care about?
What did you make of Cruz's response and how the candidates as a whole responded?
I hollered out when he said that grand slam home run. It was just outstanding. I thought Rubio's comments regarding the panel was a home run. Cruz's was a grand slam home run. Just outstanding. Electrified the conservatives. I think this is up. Yeah, partly because of their comments regarding the panel, but other substantive comments. I think you're going to see Rubio and Cruz significantly move up in the polls in the coming days here.
A lot of folks giving them great credit for their performances last night. Let's go back to what you were saying, though, about putting pressure on the leaders of the Republican Party, Ryan Priebus, the chairman in particular, about, first of all, how this particular debate and the whole series of debates was set up, but also whether anything can actually be done to alter the format in the remaining debate. So, first of all, what'd you make of the fact that this was allowed to happen?
Well, I think, it's just, it's not a question of can they do it. They have to. I mean, this is a suicide for the Republicans to continue to go into the den of the enemy and turn the messaging of the Republican Party over to our sworn enemies, which is mainstream media, NBC, and Jeff Elmott, who's the president of GE. And so I think the grassroots just needs to take the same action regarding Ryan Priebus's ineptness and incompetence that they did with John Boehner. It was the grassroots that forced John Boehner out of office, and I think that the grassroots voice needs to be heard loud and clear in the coming days to force Ryan Priebus to change the format of the debates and the panels. And, it's more than just the panelists there. He chose one of the most liberal liberal college campuses in America, Boulder, Colorado, University of Colorado. There's so many wonderful conservative colleges, Colorado Christian College, Hillsdale College, Grove City, just many, many conservative colleges out there that you know, would have been a nice backdrop for a debate for among Republicans who are conservatives, free market, traditional values people, instead of going to one of the most liberal communities in America.
One of the things we're hearing, Richard, is that it's expensive to put on a debate, so the Republicans need the television networks to essentially foot the bill for a lot of this. And if you're going to have them as part of the mix, they're going to want their people in the mix. So how do you get the exposure you want for the debate without handing over the content to folks who obviously come at it from a different perspective most of the time?
Well, it has to be a partnership with the networks, and you have to pass judgment on the panelists. That's just part of the game. If not, then hold them on Fox and let Fox's numbers go up. In the last debate was, 27 million people? And watch Fox's numbers go up to the 30, 40, 50 million range, and the networks will get the message. Democrats are not stupid like the Republican Party is. You know, the Republican Party is known as the stupid party. The Democrat Party is the evil party, some people say, but the Republican Party is the stupid party. Democrats wouldn't do this. They refused in the 2011-2012 election cycle and 2008 as well to debate on Fox. They wouldn't go to, they won't go to Fox, but Republicans will go to our enemies, the mainstream media, NBC. So Reince Priebus has to renegotiate this arrangement with the networks.
Just a couple weeks ago, prior to this debate, it's well reported that the Trump and Carson campaigns got together to demand that the debate be reduced to 2 hours and that opening and closing statements be allowed. Do you get the sense that if the party doesn't enforce some major changes, that the candidates might figure out a way to do this on their own?
Well, I would certainly hope so. I think these candidates have a vested interest in not having to send their message through the filter of their political enemies, and so I think that there's no question that there will be changes in the future. Certainly, as we look at the fall 2016 general election, if they have people like Candy Crowley again asking questions, Republicans will be telling you they're into the suicide business. So I think the grassroots now needs to rise up as they did when they forced John Boehner and Kevin McCarthy out as speaker. I think the grassroots needs to make their voice heard and let Reince Priebus and establishment Republicans know they may be, the media may be your friends and your buddies, but they're not friends of liberty, and they're not friends of the conservative cause or the Republican Party, and we need to renegotiate these outrageous arrangements that Reince Priebus has negotiated.
Last question in two parts, Richard. First of all, if in fact changes can't be forced and this essential setup keeps happening, does it ever make sense for Republicans not to participate? Or could you have more moments like last night where a lot of people are pretty impressed by the fact that Republicans are pushing back against an obvious ideology coming from the panel?
Well, that's a good point, Greg. I think that one of the things you're going to see is at some point here, the media is going to have to clean up their act, because they are a dinosaur. They're a dying dinosaur. And events like last night do nothing but damage their mainstream media's reputation, and it drives more and more people away from them and to networks like Fox and C-SPAN and the Internet. And so I think that their self-interest, you'll see the networks do a better job, but it probably won't be sufficient to be fair and balanced. But I think you'll see them try to clean up their act.
Richard, we'll leave it there and we'll keep track of it. Thanks very much for your time, as always.
My pleasure. Bye.
Richard Vigory is chairman of ConservativeHQ.com. He's the author, most recently, of Takeover. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.